From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Today, we have four contestants who are returning to Ask Me Another for a second chance. One of these contestants will achieve redemption. The other three will get to lose a second time. And our special guest tonight is comedian Kathleen Madigan. She was originally a journalist, but then got into comedy because she wanted a job where there was less heckling. Our first two returning contestants will get to experience what it's like to read our inbox. Let's say hello to Sunny Farnsworth on buzzer number one. You are a sales representative for a sex toy manufacturer. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you back. To refresh, you're a sales rep, but I know that you were at two big trade shows in your industry in LA. Now, I've only ever been to comic book conventions. How similar are sex toy...
Pretty similar. We have a lot of fun. The industry I work in is pretty small, so everybody knows each other. It feels almost like a high school reunion. You get to see all your friends, so...
It sounds like a friendly business, I'm just going to say.
Absolutely.
I mean, if sex toy manufacturer salespeople are like, you know, cutthroat with each other, it seems like you're missing the spirit of the industry.
Oh, for sure.
Your opponent is Scott Wotanek on buzzer number two. Scott, you work in printing and office supply wholesale, and as we learned on your last appearance, you are often mistaken for a vampire.
That's true, yes.
Welcome back.
Thanks, it's great to be here.
Scott, now you didn't mention this, that you kind of grew up in a trivia family because your father would create his own trivia and puzzles for you every Christmas?
Yeah, this is actually the last year. he prefaced it by saying, Scott's turning 30 this year, and I'm like, great, another thing that's going away when I'm 30.
What else is going to leave when you're 30?
I think my hair is starting to go. I found gray ones when I was 24 in the office mirror, and that was really depressing. And because it wasn't even my own mirror.
Yeah. Let me tell you, there's nothing sadder than an office mirror. Oh. No, it's going to get even better.
I hope so.
Yeah, it gets better and better.
Just wait till you're in your mid-40s, Scott. Everything comes back. It all comes back.
We're going to start with a trivia game called The Complaint Department. This episode isn't just a second chance for our contestants. It's a second chance for us to address some listener complaints we've received over the years.
In this game, we'll read some real corrections and complaints, but each message has one word removed. Buzz in to fill in the blank. Here we go.
Quote, I was a little horrified that NPR would make such an elementary mistake. The third capital of South Africa is, in fact, Bloemfontein, not blank, which is the biggest city in the nation and a commercial hub. Sunny.
Johannesburg?
That is correct.
A listener wrote in about a game where we asked about TV characters' professions. The question was about Ross Geller from Friends. The contestant guessed geologist, and Art Chung did not accept this answer. So then the listener wrote, Ross Geller from Friends is indeed a geologist. My PhD is also in blank, but the diploma says geology. Sunny.
Archaeology?
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Scott, do you know the answer?
Paleontology?
Yeah, that's right. Ross Geller, a paleontologist.
Yeah.
Not a geologist.
No, and I guess we just found out that this guy has a misprint on his diploma. That's so weird. This listener wrote in response to discussion about bicycle fashion, quote, only amateurs wear blank under their cycling shorts. As for time spent off the bike, well, that's personal preference. Scott.
Underwear?
Underwear is correct. Yeah.
Here's a quote. Please ask your research staff to do a little more research. Blank is not and never was a battlefield. It was where Washington's troops encamped outside of Philadelphia for a winter. Scott.
Gettysburg?
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Sonny, do you know the answer? You're making a face as if the answer is no.
No, the answer is no.
Okay. Does anybody know the answer? Valley Forge is what we were looking for. That's right.
Yep. But to be clear, love is still a battlefield. And joke's on this person, because we don't have a research staff. Quote, you refer to the price of the HMS blank, which sank in 1912. It's actually called the RMS blank. Sonny.
Titanic.
Yes, that is correct. All right, this is your last clue. A listener responded to a game where every answer contained the word Jack. The quote, there was a question, fruit that smells bad but tastes great. The puzzle host gave the answer as blank. I am not sure that is correct. Durian is the fruit that smells bad but tastes great. Sonny.
Jackfruit?
Yeah, jackfruit. I think it's interesting that of all the things that we have said incorrectly or mistaken, this particular jackfruit durian controversy about a fruit that smells bad but tastes great, the most feedback we have ever received on a question.
Well, you know how everything has gotten so politicized
these days. That's right. We are so...
It's a whole separate world if you're a jackfruit person. You read different news from durian people. You're in a bubble. You're in a jackfruit bubble.
It's
I understand why you can't get out of it.
I unfollowed a lot of durian people, I'm just going
to
say.
You can't even talk to them. They're not even logical.
They're ridiculous. Yeah. Ugh. We have so many more complaints, but not enough time. I want to thank all of our listeners who share their thoughts about the show. Please keep sending us your complaints and corrections. Just send them to our email address, waitwait@npr.org. Puzzlegirl Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great. Sonny, congratulations. You're one step closer to the final round.